He paused for a moment, and a wild feeling of pity came over him. After all, what right had he to pry into the life of Dorian Gray? If he had done a tithe of what was rumored about him, how much he must have suffered. Then he straightened himself up and walked over to the fireplace and stood there, looking at the burning logs with their frost-like ashes and their throbbing cores of flame. "I am waiting, Basil," said the young man in a hard, clear voice. He turned round. "What I have to say is this," he cried. "You must give me some answer to these horrible charges that are made against you."